So according to Rabbi Shimon, one may not inspect the mum on a bechor on Yom Tov. And she says it's like doing it in Torah. The Melchamas Hashem, the Ramban, explains as follows. Because when you inspect that mum, what you're doing is you're transforming the animal. He says you're turning it from kachim esbeach, from a korban, into psulei hamikdash, into a kodesh korban, which is now pasul. He says it's like being mater the isur, in which case you can't issue that psak din on Yom Tov. Now, simply speaking, he seems to be saying that when you're actually generating a heter, that's the concern. Because you're creating something new, you're refashioning the curb, you're turning it into a dvar heter, into a psula mukdashim, which can be consumed as is. The kasha is like this. If it's the heter that's the concern, we learn later that if the chacham examines the bechor before Yom Tov, but doesn't actually issue his psak din until later on, come Yom Tov, we'll have more time to investigate the circumstances that led to the mum, and then when he's satisfied, he'll give the heter. It's mutter. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter because you already inspected the mum before Yom Tov. Kasha is, if the problem is because he's being mater on Yom Tov, well, in this case, when is he actually allowing access to this bechor? On Yom Tov itself, he never issued the heter before Yom Tov. Coming into Yom Tov was still aser. It's only after investigation, after he was satisfied with what he heard, he was mater the korban, now you can have the bechor. So why is it mutter? If the pshat in the Ramban is, if the pshat in the Melchamas is, it's the issuing of the heter that's a concern, well, in this case, the actual issuing of heter took place on Yom Tov itself. Why is it mutter? Another kash. It sounds from the Gemara later that suppose a person approached his bechor did shechita and then afterwards went to ask the Rav. It seems from the Gemara that it's also fine. As long as he determines that the mum is a proper mum, we assume it was there before shechita, you can have the animal. What do you mean? You did the shechita be'isr. If the point of the Rav is to be matur the animal, it's too late. It was already asr. After the shechita, it's after the fact. How could you be matur the animal now? A third kasha. Taisus in Shabbos daf mem vav amud beis says we have one case where the animal has a mum, and you can actually have it on Yom Tov. How? He says if it's an obvious mum, a mum muvhok, pretty apparent, obvious mum, which doesn't need a rav, a chacham, an expert to determine, to confirm that it's a mum, you can take three bnei haknesses, three shul goers, who will sit down and decide, well, this is a proper mum. In that case, as Tosfos, the animal is not muktzeh cutting into Yom Tov, because you can be matur the animal Yom Tov using the three bnei haknesses, because it's not something which requires an expert examination, an expert psak. What do you mean? Is the animal mutter coming into Yom Tov? No. You need three people to take a look and be matur it. How can you do that on Yom Tov? It would seem from all these rayas that the concern here is not simply because you're being mata the animal. Once again, because that would be the case, then even if the Rav saw the animal before Yom Tov and determined that it's a mum in his mind, but he didn't actually issue the heter until Yom Tov, he couldn't do it, because he's being mata in Yom Tov. Next, how could you be shechet and then take a look at the mum? The heter is too late in coming. And thirdly, even when it's a mum muvuk, which only requires laymen to decide and determine, well, the fact is that heter has to come about, it only happens on Yom Tov. How's it mutter? It's pretty clear from these rayas. The concern of Reb Shimon by us is more than just being mata the animal. You need to conduct a din, an evaluation of that mum. That's what's happening. He's examining, he's evaluating, he's determining the value, the nature of that mum, and analyzing and concluding one way or the other is a psak din, sort of. And that's what the concern is. So whether or not the animal is becoming mutter on Yom Tov or not, that doesn't seem to be the ikar issue. The issue is because he's taking a close look at the mum, which requires expert examination, and by inspecting it and determining one way or the other, by being mutter and saying this is a proper mum, you have determined, you have confirmed that this is a mum of the highest regard, you classified something as a mum, and by doing so, you reclassified the animal as a baal mum, as a psulei hamikdash. That's generating something. That's creating something, fashioning something on Yom Tov. That can't be done. But if the actual examination took place before Yom Tov, you've determined in your mind that it's a mum. You're simply delaying matters until you clarify the circumstances behind the mum. So come Yom Tov, you're satisfied with what you hear. Now you issue that heter. That's okay, because the ikar din, the psak, the inspection, the determination, the analysis took place well before Yom Tov. Likewise, in the case where he shechted and then he went to a rav, if you can determine that the mum was there before shechita, that's okay. So he'll issue a heter retroactively. In the case of the mum muvak, the Tosfos says there's no concern because anybody can just decide on it. Question was, well, the heter only came about on Yom Tov. I don't care when the heter came. Fact is, this is not the type of mum which requires proper inspection, proper examination, expert knowledge, professional analysis. This type of analysis is a layman's analysis. It's an amateur task, and therefore, it's not considered a true psak din, and therefore can be done even on Yom Tov.